Okay, back with a little post-game, pre-game now, this time with Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. And, Coach, welcome back and congratulations on another win.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for having me, Rick.
Well, this has been quite a ride, man. I'm looking at the standings in the Cape Ann League, and everybody at the top last week is still at the top this week. Everybody won. So this is quite a race to the finish line.
Yeah. We've talked to you about how competitive this league is. You know, we think we've got a whole bunch of good teams in here. And the matchups this week are going to be pretty awesome. You know, us and Pentucket both at one loss, meeting each other at our place, and then Hamilton and North Reading as well, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's what's interesting, just to give a quick overview here, in D7, Hamilton won on last week's rankings, which the new ones I don't have access to yet. I know you mentioned them a little bit earlier. But Hamilton won and was ranked 3, Amesbury number 5. And then over in D5, still in the Cape Ann League, though, Pentucket was number 4, and North Reading, I believe, was number 6 at that point. But that's all subject to change, needless to say. And, Coach, before we get into some permutations, maybe, you know, and the ramifications of this coming Friday's game, let's reminisce a little bit about last weekend, because looked like, you know, you had another close game against Linfield, but you were able to sort of just keep them at arm's length.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. You know, we felt like we were in control for the entire game, but they are an incredibly explosive team. They scored on big plays. That kid number 5 had 2 long touchdowns against us out of the 3 touchdowns that they scored, and he can score. And you know, if there's a second on the clock, he's got an opportunity to take it. So both times he was in pretty tight coverage. The second one especially made a great catch in stride and was able to run away from people. So, you know, as much as we felt like we kind of kept it at a 2-score game for most of it, did so really through the big one was the 2-point stop. You know, we stopped them on all 3 of them, but the biggest one was our last one, because they would have gotten it down to an 8-point in 1-score game, and then they'd be onside kicking, and that makes you a little bit tight around the collar, you know. But we were able to get a sack there, and when they tried to bootleg off of it, and you know, hung on to the onside kick after that, and were able to run it out.
Well, now tell me a little bit about your quarterback, Drew McDonald. According to Kyle Gaudette's stats here,
yep.
Didn't pass that much, but he made him count.
Yeah, no, second week in a row where he's done a great job through the air. This week, I think he had to be a little bit more precise and a little more perfect on it, though. You know, he hit O'Neal with 2 very long ones. The second one was a very impressive throw and catch. And he's just continued to get better every week. Does a great job of managing our offense and distributing the ball correctly. Does it with great fakes and great footwork, and he's very committed to the little things that we do. And it's opened things up for him and allowed him to have some success.
Tell me about Henry O'Neill's game, because looks like he's got over 150 yards, total yards in receiving and running.
Yeah, he had a good day. I'll be honest with you. Linfield was very, very tough against the run. We had as much trouble moving the ball against them as we've had all year against anybody. So they were very, very stout in the middle, and we were forced to go to the air a little bit. But you know, he is a great route runner. When the ball's in the air, he makes the most of those opportunities. He goes and gets it. But the second one through the air was a little bit of a misdirection throwback, hit him on a backside wheel. He did a great job of kind of being patient. It's a long developing play, and he did a good job of not running away from Drew. And like I said, Drew put it on him perfectly, and then he has the speed to make sure even some guys with decent angles on him, he could beat him to the pylon. You know, and that's, you know, his speed is not, maybe not the best in the league, but he's fast. He can run away from some guys, and when he's feeling fresh, he can run with anybody, I think.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just thinking, sometimes quickness outdoes speed. You know, making that first move first. All right, Coach, brag about one or two of your linemen again this week, if you would.
Yeah, this week, you know, I've told you a few times, our young guys in the offensive line, I think, have come along very well. We got a group of sophomores who are involved heavily. Danny Hutchins is at the center position, and then the two guards on either side of him, Aiden Donovan and Will Arsenault, also sophomores, and then we got a sophomore who's a starting tight end for us, who has been coming along very well, and Ollie Ferreira. And those guys, you know, as much as we lean on Gannon and Tony, D'Arcangelo, like as seniors and as leaders, those guys have done a great job for us in the offense. With what they were doing to us last week, we had to be able to hit the edge. We ran a lot of buck sweep, and that puts a lot on those guards. You know, they got to block in space. They got to be fast to get out there. And those guys, they're every down guys on both sides of the ball, and they play incredibly hard. So they did a great job for us. And then defensively, I would say Tony was the standout. You know, Big Tony had a couple of, he had two of the three 2-point stops himself.
Wow.
And he kind of clogged things up in the middle, and they had a little bit of trouble getting their run game going. And a lot of that had to do with his work in the middle. Gannon, Ollie Ferreira again, Aaron Verruti is rotating in. He's a guy I mentioned who batted that pass down last week.
Yep.
Against North Reading, but, you know, all these guys are coming along and they're starting to understand the defensive scheme a little bit better and get to our run fits. And if we can do that stuff well and make teams work, I think we always have a fighting chance.
Well, I appreciate that, Coach, because I know how tough it is for Kyle to cover these stories as a one-man show out of the Noob Report Daily News. And, of course, you touch on the highlights, you know, who scored when and blah, blah, blah. But all the stuff you just told me, you know, Kyle can't possibly get all that in there. So I appreciate that because, you know, we as parents and as high school fans know how hard all the kids work. But also, you know, I was just thinking, too, is to have so many young linemen, that's like money in the bank gaining interest, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
That's cool. All right. All right, Coach, let's concentrate on what's coming up. Pentucket on Friday night, man, this is something. Both you guys are 5-1 overall. I think you're, 4-1 in the league? I don't have the standing. I think you're both 4-1 in the league. So what's on the agenda this week?
Yeah, you know, Pentucket's always a good matchup for us. They're a group of kids over there. They're very much like us. You know, a lot of blue collar tough kids. We really appreciate them. And in most weeks, other than the one that we play in, we're usually rooting for those guys. But their head coach, he's a co-head coach still, but Dan Leary, he's a buddy of mine from high school. He was the quarterback for us 2 years ahead of me. So I know him. We go way back and we text, you know, most weeks just to kind of see how things are going in the league. So we know each other really well. We run the offense that he ran in high school, obviously coming from the same place, so he knows it pretty well. And we always give a good battle. That's one that's always fun. It's always exciting. And a lot of them have come down to the wire. So we're looking forward to a good matchup this Friday.
When you talk, Coach, and this is sort of totally off the rails, but the coaching fraternity is it's very special, and when you text or talk to fellow coaches and especially friends who are coaches, it must feel good that you can each talk positive about some of the other kids, because I'm betting when you talk to your Pentucket buddy, you can say, man, so and so is really impressive, and he does the same with you. Do you guys yeah. Do you find that?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, you're that's nail on the head. I mean, we all know, and this is why the coaching fraternity is so tight-knit, and it's so important. It's a tough job, you know, and we all know how much everybody else puts in for work. So the level of respect there is through the roof. And we're all, you know, we're all pretty much the same types of guys too. We like what we like. Football's life. So it's pretty easy to connect with those guys, and it's always fun. And I feel pretty lucky in the Cape Ann. We've had some great coaches who I've gotten to know, and then the new guys coming in too seem like some great guys as well. So it's always fun, you know.
Yeah, and I know the new guys have to earn it. I'm aware of that, unless you know who they are to begin with. Absolutely. But the other thing is, final thought, Coach. As an educator, I have to appreciate what you do, and a lot of fans and parents don't understand. You just said, you know, it's complex, it's a lot of work. But you're dealing with youngsters, young men from probably ages 14 or 15 up to 18 or so. And man, there's a lot of complex variables in there in terms of personalities and background, and you've got to balance all that and then win as well.
Certainly. Yeah, that's the expectation. But we think, you know, in teaching them in preparation to win, There's a lot of little things that go into that that help the kids win in everything they do.
Absolutely.
And that's what the sport offers. That's why we love it so much.
Absolutely. I love talking with you too, Colin. I appreciate it. I wish you well this week, and we'll talk again when these rankings and seedings get all figured out.
Sounds great. All right. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
That's
Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.